want a baby. Oh, oh.
Honey, oh my god. Guys, that felt kind of nice. Hi, honey, you guys know the fucking drill. Honey is Call Her Daddy's presenting sponsor, okay? You download Honey onto your browser, on your computer. You go to checkout, whether you're online shopping for clothes, a dildo, new sneakers. It literally doesn't matter. Whatever you're shopping for, you go to your checkout cart, you press checkout. Honey is going to drop down once you've downloaded it and will say, hey, do you want to apply coupon codes throughout the internet? And you say yes. And then you watch as it literally takes your price from like $100 to $70. So if you guys do not have Honey downloaded yet, you're literally passing up free money because it's free. All you have to do is download it. It takes a couple seconds and then it's downloaded. And then every time you go to check out, you're literally saving free money. You're fucking welcome. You're also supporting the motherfucking show when you download Honey. Thank you, baby. Okay, guys, to get Honey for free, you're going to go to joinhoney.com/daddy. That is joinhoney.com/daddy.
Do you call him daddy?
Do I call her daddy?
Call her daddy.
What the fuck is up, Daddy Gang? It is your founding father back at it again for another episode of Call Her Daddy. I have a roommate here with me tonight. Yes, I'm recording this at night. I'm feeling a little wild child. I don't usually drink, but tonight's intro is really going to have to be one that I'm a little intoxicated for. Lauren, thank you for coming back.
Thank you for having me back.
The last time you were here was episode 3 when I came back from the funeral episode.
Yeah, in my mind, that's just like the depths of Corona.
That, oh my God, we were so dark.
Mm-hmm.
It was
deep,
dark,
your parents' basement.
So now you're back. The Daddy Gang missed you.
It's okay. I'm back. I'm living on your couch.
Lauren is literally living on my couch currently. Details to come, but she's living on my couch. How do you like it?
Well, I can't complain because your $12,000 couch is more than I would pay for an entire year in rent. So,
okay. So you're like, you're feeling luxe.
Yeah.
Did you find the cum stain yet? Or are you feeling okay living on the couch?
No, I like put a blanket down and I sleep on top of it. So like all is well.
Guys, Lauren is just like, listen, I know what's going on this couch, but like, I'm just like thankful to be here. I'm thankful to have you here. I've invited Lauren to like sleep in my bed multiple times.
The amount of FaceTime sex this woman is having on like a nightly basis with her boyfriend. I'm like, it's okay.
Wait, you just called him my boyfriend.
Oh, I said boyfriend.
Oh, no, boyfriend. No. Listen.
Like, I don't even know. Are you having FaceTime sex with the same guy?
It's the same guy. I think that, listen, like, he's not my boyfriend, but I definitely, since you've been here, have been talking to one of them more frequently.
Mm-hmm.
But I think.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
I know.
No, because you're like friends with him now.
Yeah, like we three-way FaceTime every night.
Which actually, now I think back, do you guys remember Lauren's episode? I just am remembering this now.
Oh my gosh. Does he even realize what we're doing? I'm sliding in. Already, so that we can use me as a pawn later down the line.
No, but we're being healthy this time. Guys, if you guys remember last time Lauren was on, we talked about how Lauren is the perfect friend that when I get a boyfriend or a guy that I'm talking to seriously, she infiltrates because she's like
so naturally likable.
Yes, like so such like the complete opposite of me. So nice, so genuine, so likable, no games, and they sense that. So I sick Lauren on them, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh my God, Lauren, like we love you. And then you get close together, and then if I ever need you to infiltrate and be like,
boom. I'm there for you.
Like you
I'll
get
sell
so
my
close.
Soul for you.
Sell the soul.
This guy has been like, wow, I kind of like you more after meeting Lauren. Like,
no,
if you're friends with a normal person, like you can't be that psycho.
No, it is kind of weird. Like Daddy Gang multiple times because we'll FaceTime all the time. He FaceTimes me
all
like,
the time.
All day.
I'm like really happy like that you have two floors, which is really rare in New York
because
I feel like we need like a full floor behind us. Yes. So like you can go up there at night and like get weird.
Yeah, it's definitely gotten. I've never had as much FaceTime sex, and I'm going to talk about it later on this episode because Hannah's coming in. I've never had so much FaceTime sex with this guy, and I are having like great FaceTime sex, which is great. Always love that on Call Her Daddy. But on a real note,
this is like really healthy, and yes. I'm like really, really happy, and like I like really like this guy. And like if you guys break up, like I'll take him.
Okay. Lauren's like, so I actually love him and like I'm liking him as a prospect. No, but Lauren and I have been talking about Daddy Gang and we're like, he really is like he's got it all.
Yeah.
Like, and we're waiting to see, like, what's
like
wrong.
Like, 5 episodes, are you going to tell us you're engaged?
No. What? No, Lauren and I were walking down the street. This is disgusting. It shouldn't go on Call Her Daddy, because I promise you guys, I'm like, I don't have a boyfriend. But Lauren is walking with me, and she's like, she dares hit me with this. She goes, is it kind of weird that, like, you may have, like, already met your husband? I'm like, Lauren, get out of my face. Why are you saying this?
Takes me off the curb into traffic. Never happened.
Right, right, right. And then all of a sudden, I'm, like, doing, like, psycho kind of crazy shit to him later that night. And I'm like, it's probably because Lauren just fucking hit me with the husband word. And I'm mm-hmm. feeling like I need to spice it up. Anyways, moral of the story is it's health, it's wellness, it's fun. And we're actually going on vacation.
All three of us.
All three of us. Can you imagine? Like, it's me, him, and Lauren. I'm going on vacation in 2 weeks, Daddy Gang. There's not going to be an episode of Call Her Daddy on October 21st. So I figured, why not go and get fucked in a different country with my mask
on? Leave me for my birthday. It's cool. I'll get over it.
No, it's fine. I'm going to get you multiple gifts. Don't worry.
Thanks.
So we're talking about health and wellness. Let's bring it back a little bit.
A little walk down memory lane,
A little walk down. If you guys remember last week, Daddy Gang, I told you that there was a story coming your fucking way.
A red wedding.
A red motherfucking wedding.
Period. Blood everywhere.
Juice up in this. Okay, disgusting. I told you guys that Slim Shady was back, and thankfully not truly back, like, in my sack, in my life, more so just like, of course, there's always drama with him, and he's back. And we're going to walk you through what's going on, because this really dates back to literally 3 years ago. And why I have Lauren on is because she's involved.
I lived this.
Lived this mm-hmm. with me. And I think sometimes, like I said last week, it really is to the point, it's like, I cannot make this shit up.
I'm here to fact check.
Oh, thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
I'm live fact checking the debate here.
Thank you. This is a debate. Yeah. Here we go. Live we debate. Go. Yeah. It can't be worse than the one that we all watched the other night. Okay, so let's walk through. Also, everybody go vote, please. Thank you. Love you all. Go vote. Back in the day, I dated Slim Shady. You all know that. We're all like, we're tired of the narrative. That was the toxic old days. The psychosis. Mimosis. We get it. But there was a character that I never introduced to the Daddy Gang back in those dark, dark days.
Drum roll, please.
Drum roll, motherfucking please. And Lauren, you said, you know, you have to come up with a name for him, Alex, because we obviously can't say his name on this podcast. So I'm going to give him a name. And at first you're all going to be like, okay, that's stupid. But once you hear our whole debrief of who this man is, it will really be fitting. I'm gonna call him,
what are you gonna call
I'm
him?
I'm gonna call him fucking Bozo the Clown.
Do I need to say the full name every time?
No, just say Bozo.
Got it. Okay,
because it kind of also sounds like his name anyway.
I agree.
Yeah, I'm like kind of sticking it to him. So listen to me, guys. Bozo is basically Slim Shady's best friend. So when I was dating Slim Shady, this guy was around 24/7. He didn't live in New York with us, but he would constantly fly up and visit us. And I want to give you guys like a nice little bio of who Bozo is. He essentially is what I used to refer to on this podcast as a vulture.
Explain to me. Because I didn't listen to your podcast back in the day.
Yeah, Lauren never listened to old episodes, but now ever since the single father era, she's a great
friend.
I'm
a loyal friend.
Yeah, and she listens to every episode. So what we describe the vulture as is like a guy or a girl, but usually it's men that have a famous friend or a rich ass friend, and they're the friend that just leeches on and is a vulture. And you go out to the club and you see like the rich dude, and then he always has that friend that's like not even that hot and like a fucking loser, but he just gets girls inherently, and he's so creepy, but just because he's friends with the hot like celebrity guy,
like a different level than more than an entourage.
More than an entourage. He's a full blown dick rider.
Like his identity is like ingrained. In Slim Shady.
If Slim dies tomorrow, he dies tomorrow.
Yes.
He is the definition of a guy that, like, if he's not going to the club with Slim that night, he'll walk up to the bouncer. I love how I'm calling him Slim. Slim Shady. He'll walk up to the bouncer and be like, yeah, I'm friends with blah, 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 blah.
Like, whip out his phone. Like, here, look at my Instagram. You can see all these pictures of us together. Yeah. We're like, this, let me in, free bottle, free table, hook it up because I'll call him.
Also, there's something, like, fucked up about, like, a man doing that. I feel like girls could do that more easily because we're like known as mooches and we want to get bottles. Like a man like going up to a bouncer and being like, I'm friends with so-and-so. It's like, who are
a
you?
A man, a 30-year-old man.
Dude, Daddy Gang, this man. Okay, and mind you, Daddy Gang.
Wait, what's his job? What does he do?
See, this is a question.
Enlighten
Lauren,
me.
This is a question.
What is his job?
Lauren and I have been asking ourselves this since we met Slim Shady and him. Daddy Gang, this will honestly wrap up the entire explanation of who Bozo is. He works for, Lauren, do you remember, he works for his father's company. So, like, Daddy Gang, every weekend, this guy would be able to just fly to New York to visit Slim Shady and I because he works for his dad's company. He doesn't actually have a real fucking job.
No.
Like, he just, like, works for the dad's company.
He rides Slim Shady's dick.
He rides his daddy's dick. Oh, Lauren, coming with the... So you guys get it.
He loves Slim Shady. How does he feel about you?
So, in the... There we go. So, in the very beginning of this relationship, I became his best friend. Bozo and I would, like, pregame before we would go see Slim Shady.
Classic Alex Cooper move 101. Classic. Go back to the beginning, learn it.
Befriend the best friend of the guy you're dating. Mm-hmm. He, Bozo loved me. He and I would drink. We would pregame. We would everything together. We were best friends. We would all go out to the clubs. Lauren was involved in it.
Oh, I was there.
It was literally me, Bozo, Lauren, and Slim Shady, like, at One Oak, at a table together. Fun times. However, as Slim Shady and my relationship progressed, and naturally this is what happens when you get in a relationship, slowly Slim Shady and I were like, I don't really want to go to One Oak tonight. And Slim Shady would be like, let's stay in and like watch a movie and like
Netflix and chill.
Netflix and chill. I just want to fuck my girlfriend and I don't feel like going to a club because I'm not chasing pussy. But that didn't work for Bozo.
He did not like that.
Because Bozo was single. And he was also kind of a fucking loser. The only way he was cool in the room.
He was kind of a fucking loser.
He was kind of a fucking loser that was a 30-year-old dude. And Slim Shady was younger than him. And he just
and
like.
And we were like 22.
Yeah, mind you. We had just graduated college. And this 30-year-old man is like trying to get in on Slim Shady. He's like, hey, you got a bottle tonight? So when Slim Shady and I started to kind of become like wifey coupled up. Bozo realized his days of like raging and getting the fun crazy Slim Shady were kind of over
because of you,
because of me.
Yeah,
poor Bozo. Okay, but also I'm not gonna fully put the blame on Bozo because we look back on that relationship and I think we see also like who was Slim Shady to just have these kind of people around him that just like he knew he was getting used.
Bozo was the worst, but like this is how all of his relationships went down.
Every single friend in Slim Shady's life uses him for his clout and his money.
Yeah.
The point, let's wrap this part up, Daddy Gang. Now it's like, okay, well, where are we now with Bozo? When Slim Shady and I broke up, it got so dark towards the end that it became almost like a battle of between Bozo and I, like, who was going to win?
Who's maybe getting the rose?
No, literally, it was literally a bachelor, whoever is going to get the fucking rose. And it honestly is meant for another story, a fucking book, who knows? But basically what ended up happening with Bozo and I is... It got so deep that agents got involved, Slim Shady's parents got involved, my parents got involved.
Your brother got involved.
Everyone in both of our families and also his extended fucking life got involved.
His extended fucking entourage.
Yeah, his entourage got involved and it got deep and dark and really fucking psychotic. Then we finally broke up. Okay, so all you need to know is Bozo hates me.
Hate your guts.
If he saw me in person to this day, he would run me over with a fucking car.
No doubt.
And I'm not fucking with you. That's literally how much he hates me.
No doubt. Maybe me too, just like...
Yeah, just because.
Yeah.
You're associated.
Yeah.
And we're doing this podcast right
exactly.
now, and he knows it's about him.
Exactly.
Fast forward 3 years later, Daddy Gang, Bozo is getting married.
Present day. Present day if you haven't been following this long-ass story.
Bozo is getting married in 1 to 2 weeks.
Save the date.
Save the fucking date, Daddy Gang. So the tables have turned. Slim Shady is single. Bozo is getting married. So let's say Bozo, we're going to just make a random name. Bozo is marrying, let's say, Jessica.
A Jessica.
A Jessica. Mm-hmm. A classic Jessica.
That's what he needs, a Jessica.
A Jessica. Slim Shady, who is going to be in Bozo's wedding party, obviously. He may even be the best man. I'm not sure fully. Slim Shady is hooking up with Jessica's maid of honor.
This sounds like a conflict of interest. A little entanglement. I see some problems.
We see
foreshadowing? Maybe.
So, here's where the story ramps the fuck up, Daddy Gang. Are you all ready? You're like, I'm just trying to write on my notepad all these characters. We have Jessica, the maid of honor, Slim Shady, Bozo, Lauren, Alex. Hello? Welcome to Call Her Daddy this week. Bozo's getting married. Slim Shady is fucking the fucking maid of honor. And she DMs me.
What?
Lauren, no, you were there.
I know, oh, but I'm trying to add some dramatic effect.
I'm like, wait, you were there. You're like, I'm pretending I'm the Daddy Gang. Oh my God. So Lauren and I are on our way to this rooftop bar this past weekend. And I'm looking at my DMs and I see this girl DMs me. And I recognize her name because this girl and I have spoken via her fake account before. And now she's DMing me from her real account. So we have had words in her fake account like 6 months ago. Slim Shady was classic lying to both of us. I was visiting him. She found out that I was visiting him, got super upset because he was obviously telling her, baby, you're the only one that I'm talking to. And then it's like, I have my public platform. And she's like, okay, wait, you're literally in California. Slim Shady's in California. You're in his home. What the fuck is going on? And I talked about it on the podcast before. And I feel like I was super immature the way I handled that situation. And I'll own that.
Growth. I like that for you.
Growth.
Good. I'm proud of you.
So she DMs me from her real account this and I'm like, recognize her name. And I'm like, yo, this is the girl that blah, blah, blah is like fucking. So I look at Lauren and all that her DM is, it says she sent me a video.
And it's like blurred for Instagram. If you're not friends, it's like blurred for your blurred for your protection.
But yeah. Just God forbid we see Slim Shady's dick, which we thought.
Like I was dead convinced this, like she sent you like a video of them having fucking sex. Be like, ha ha, fuck you, bitch.
No,
like,
literally.
Look who's on top now.
Daddy gang, I open her DM. She is driving in her car.
This is important because I was like, she has to be wasted. And you're like, no, she's driving.
She's driving. This girl's sober.
Yeah.
And she DMs me a video of her and she's zooming in on a baseball hat she was wearing. And it is a call her daddy, block him hat that you can go purchase on our fucking merch store. This girl's wearing my merch.
Mind you, if she walked in the door
and wearing that in front of Slim Shady,
he would rip it off her head, light it on fire, and tell her to go fucking take a shower.
No, he's like, you're disgusting. Okay, so this girl's wearing merch, and she messages me something along the lines of, like, from your favorite side hoe, like, my friends are daddy gang, and they bought me this hat, ha ha ha, fuck him. So I see that, and I'm like, oh, fuck, now we're both on the same side. Like, damn, I feel, at this point, I'm like, I don't have any loyalty to this girl, but I've been where she is. And I knew in that moment she probably was fucking hurt. As much as you can joke about it in the moment, she's probably fucking hurt. And I realized in that moment, like, damn, Slim Shady must have fucking done something super shady and he must have fucked her over. And now she's like reaching out to me. And I totally respect that. I get it. Because I've been through it and I've been vocal about how he's been shady to me, too.
Yeah. To reach out to the ex, like, you definitely have to be feeling some type of way. So, yes. Like, I sympathize for
me
her.
Me too. So I and Lauren sitting there and you're like, what are you going to message her back? Like, what are you going to message her back? And I was super fucking chill. I'm like, dude, like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm assuming this means, like, he fucked you over. Like, I'm wishing you the best. Like, I, like, hope everything works out.
And that's when I knew you had been in therapy.
Lauren's, like, looking at me. And she's like, you just responded something, like, healthy? And I'm like, yeah. Like, I have no ill will towards her. And I, like, genuinely can sympathize. I've been in his fucked up world before. And, mm-hmm. like, I truly believe everyone has to learn for themselves when you're going through shit with fuckboys. It's like, you can tell people he's not a good person. But if someone had told me that back then, I would have still kept seeing him.
For sure.
Matter what I say, this girl needs to go on her own journey. And I respect that 1000%. Nobody
Touché.
Can. You know what I mean?
Proud of you.
So I start messaging her back and forth, Daddy Gang. And this is where the story takes a turn for the worse. And this is where the red wedding fucking comes in to motherfucking play.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy Gang, are you listening? You're all like, yes, Alex, get to the fucking point. All of a sudden, the rage, and trust me, girlfriend, I've been there and I feel you. The stages of grief. The rage of the maid of honor takes a turn for the worst. Daddy gang, she messages me and she says, I've been talking to my friends about this, and how do you feel about this?
What? I know the story.
I know.
But what?
Lauren's like, tell us. Daddy gang, she proceeds to ask me to be her date now, because Slim Shady is her date to this wedding. They're gonna walk down, they're processing down the aisle into the wedding party and splitting ways and going up onto the fucking altar together. Okay, she asks me to fly down to this state. Do I say this date?
Texas.
Down to Dallas. She tells me to fly down and to be her date, surprising Slim Shady at this wedding to fuck with his head. This girl wants me to crash Bozo's wedding just so that she can pull one over on Slim Shady, and the two of us walk in the door like, what's up, motherfucker? You thought you were fucking me over? Now go fuck yourself at your best friend's fucking wedding.
And mind you,
this
girl is ready to throw over everything.
Everything. She's ready to fuck over her best friend's wedding in order to fuck over Slim Shady.
He does that to people.
This is dark.
Yeah.
This is, and this is why I have you sitting across from me, because this doesn't sound real. This is a full-blown movie script made up. You do not.
Wedding Crashers. Do they have a two? Do they have a three? What is this? Wedding Crashers 4?
No, straight up. Straight up. Here we are. Call her daddy. And Lauren and I kind of had an aha moment of, and I think that this can relate to the daddy gang, even though you're all like, please find a way to tie us into this, Alex, because this isn't normal. The moral of this story, I feel like, is when you are fucking with a fuckboy, you can get so deep.
You can lose yourself.
You can lose yourself. And that is your prerogative. 100%. Trust me, I've been there. She's in it. We've all been in it. But I think the moral of the story is, like, you have to make sure that you only let it affect your fucking life, because the minute that you let that shit bleed into people that you love and the people that you're best friends with or your family members or whoever the fuck actually genuinely cares about you, and it's almost like not fair because you're intoxicated by the fuckboy that you don't even see it.
Oh, I like that.
Right?
Yeah.
Intoxicated by the fuckboy, you have to have a pause moment to be like, hold on.
Am I about to ruin my best friend's wedding?
Just so to fuck over a guy that I'm not even publicly fully even dating.
Yeah.
And I do not blame you. Trust me, I have been crazy. If this wasn't her best friend's wedding, I would be like, sweetheart, this, you are out of your mind and I'm so here for it. If this was a random wedding that they were going on a date to, you know what I mean? And she didn't even know who the fuck is getting married.
If you were only screwing over Slim Shady.
Yes. Hilarious. Honestly, like, brilliant.
This is big implications we're talking.
Yes, this is bigger than that.
Yeah.
And so I think this was one of those moments where Lauren and I were like, damn, like, Slim Shady is like, he's like not a good guy.
No.
And seeing what, because I can tell this girl's a good fucking chick. And I think that, like, but everyone has to do it at their own pace.
Yeah.
This girl.
This is you 3 years later.
Actually.
Like, if we were to
flash. I'm no better.
Yeah. If we were to flashback 3 years ago, you were inviting someone to someone's wedding.
Absolutely. I was full blown. No, I was literally like having this. I was having an absolute, like, all of the girls he's ever fucked show up outside in the procession. Yeah. And, like, every girl he sucked his penis in. I'm like, hello, Slim Shady. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to share the story because it's like coming full circle. I think it's wild to be sitting here with you, Lauren, where you were with me when I dated this dude. And for me, it worked at the time. I loved the status and I was just like kind of being surface level. I didn't know what I wanted. I honestly knew that he was being fucking shady and I didn't give a fuck, and it worked for me. Now I'm at a state in my life where I'm like, I have my career, I have my own money, and a relationship like that for me, I've grown out of. And now I'm like, wait, no, I need someone now that can actually, like, not bring status or money.
Build you up and accept you and, like, be like, I'm dating fucking Alex Cooper.
Yeah. And not be like a guy that's being shady on me. Someone that's, like, supportive and, like, loves me and is, like, treating me like a fuck, like, what I deserve.
Boom.
And I shout out to you, girlfriend, because honestly, it sounds fucked up, but I'm almost happy you're going through this in a weird way, because I know once you deal with someone like this, once you get away from him, you will look back and be having the same fucking revelation that I'm having right here on this podcast right now. And you will be like, yo, I'm worth so much fucking more.
Pass the baton.
Pass the fucking baton. And bitch, take move your time, on. But move the fuck on.
And run away.
And run, because that shit is dark. What an intro. Are you guys fucking ready for the rest of the fucking episode? You're like, no, we need a break, Alex. Okay, let me go into a fucking ad. Relaxed. Fine. Here we go. Do you own a vibrator? Do you have lube on your nightstand? And do you own a butt plug? Adam and Eve. Alex, what's that? Adam and Eve is the best fucking place to get your sex toys, your vibrators, your lube, your lingerie, every fucking thing you need when you think of sex. Adam and fucking Eve, bitches. It's free shipping. It's delivered discreetly to your door, so your mom and dad aren't like, Bethany, who's this little teddy for? And you're like, mom, what? Okay, Adam and Eve, you guys are going to use code HERDADDY. That is HERDADDY at checkout. There's thousands of products, and you are going to get almost any one item for 50% off. So 50% off, free shipping, and delivers discreetly, okay? There's literally no brainer. If you don't fucking own lube and a vibrator and a fucking butt plug, we're not friends, we're not hanging, okay? I strongly urge you guys, go to adamandeve.com, use offer code HERDADDY, and hook yourself up. You're fucking welcome. So, I'm sitting here there's a brunette in the room. Not the one that you thought. You're like, is she back? No, fuck no. Listen, there is a brunette in the room. Hannah Burner.
You forgot my last name.
No, I was about to say Burns, and I was like, Burns. I'm thinking burning in hell. I'm like, Hannah. Hannah. Hey, how are you doing? Fuck. Hannah Burner. Burner?
Yep. Thank you, baby.
Guys, if you remember, last I spoke to Hannah, she was single. I was single. And now we're both sitting here. And before we started the episode, we were joking. We're like, first we were fuck boys. And now we're like, we're ready to go on Say Yes to the Dress. We're getting married.
The thing is, shit changes really quick.
So fast.
And that's what I always say to people. And they're like, oh, I'm single. I'm single. It takes that one person.
One person. 1 second. One fucking second.
And then suddenly all those love songs make sense.
I get it. Thank you. And all of a sudden you're like, wait, this hits like a little different. Like,
that's what Neo was talking about.
You're like, wait, he does that for me. And meanwhile, it was like, fuck the love songs. Now I'm like, no, play the love songs. And now I'm starting to think about, like, what song will I play at my wedding? Like, Alex, I didn't even think I was going to have a wedding. I didn't even think I was going to get married.
Well, no. You sudden, deep down were like, I'm always safe because I got door number three, who I will marry.
Then all of a sudden, I got on a fucking business meeting call, and all of a sudden, my life changed forever. No, I don't even know. Hold on.
The turntables have turned.
No, this is okay. First of all, do you have a full blown boyfriend? Because I don't have a boyfriend.
Okay, I work fucking fast. I trapped this guy's ass. We met. Well,
you talked about him on the show.
Oh my gosh!
Sorry, Daddy Gang.
We already know him.
We have not spoken since. So, like we said, save it for the podcast. So, yeah. Guys, we're doing a full blown like what's going on in your life right now.
Full catch up. Hannah, so do you remember the 44-year-old that I said was the best sex of my life?
Yes.
Which he was like, why didn't you use my name?
You're like, first of all, you didn't have a name at the time. You're just a 44-year-old that fucked the pussy right and you fucked it fucking good. Now, however, all of a sudden, this is how I know you have a boyfriend. Daddy Gang, listen to this. I wake up in the morning, fucking cup of coffee in one hand and Instagram in the other, like the hoe I am. And I'm scrolling, mm-hmm. checking up on all the things. And all of a sudden, I look at my fucking Instagram and I see goddamn Hannah posting a picture with a man on the gram, making it official.
Broke all my fucking rules.
All the rules. I was shook.
I've dated guys for 10 months and never put them up. Because deep down, I'm like, once I put them up, then when we break up, I have to like explain it to people.
You're like, no. And that's almost how fucked up is it? Everyone, if you know you don't want to post them and it's not like, because I want this to be private and intimate, it's more like, oh, because I know there's going to be a fucking end date and that'll be fucking awkward as hell. This time, though, what the fuck? Well, you posted it.
He actually was like, I'm going to post it on mine. And he started getting all this good attention. I go, oh, I want some attention.
You're like, hold on.
I go, we look fucking cute.
You did.
And I just posted it. And then you commented early.
I was having a full-blown mental because I'm like, hold on. I thought we were in the fuck girl thing together. Hannah, let's reconnect on Call Her Daddy, you fucking whore.
So
what's
the
going
wild
on?
Thing is I actually had a psychic.
Okay.
I feel like I touched on the psychic topic last time, but yeah. I didn't want to freak people out.
Right, just give it to us.
So I just had this woman who DMs me, and I let her because, I mean, I'm bored and I have nothing else going on.
And you're not in therapy, right?
No.
Okay, so my therapist is your...
I should be.
No, it's okay. The psychic.
My psychic told me you need to go to therapy.
But you're like, but I like you better because you're easy on me.
She's way more fun.
She tells you what you want to hear.
She basically told me, I was FaceTiming with this former football player and she was like, he's not the one, and I was like, no shit, he has CTE. But
like, he literally can't speak English, but like also it's fine, like he's hot,
but he also was like in Florida just like fucking girls every night and then FaceTiming me at night, and but like I liked that he liked talking to me more than those girls, and he would talk about like how, he's like, I'm just fucking fours and like, because I know they'll leave in the morning. Like, he was gross.
Yeah. But it's kind of entertaining. I'm not going to lie. I think when you have a fuck boy that you know you're his main, like, talking banter with person, it's fun. Because you're like, oh, I have a level up than, like, the fucking four that he's railing and, like, throwing out into the fucking trash.
I get no satisfaction from a guy saying I'm hot, saying I'm sexy.
No.
I get satisfaction when a guy's like, I want to hang with you.
Yes.
I want to call you. I want to FaceTime you. That shit makes me wet.
That is
a guy would,
the ultimate.
A guy thinks French toast is sexy.
Yes.
A guy thinks anything is sexy.
Anything.
A guy thinks his fucking phone is sexy.
Literally. He sees
Timothy Chevrolet fucked a peach.
Sorry. What? That went over my head. Please quickly explain.
Oh, Timothy Chalamet.
No, he's so hot. I love him.
We love him, but he fucked a peach.
What do you mean a peach?
He fucked a peach in the movie. Call him by my name.
Yeah, that was kind of hot. Yeah. He put his dick in the peach.
It was very hot.
Kind of hot.
But the point is,
they will fuck anything. They will fuck anything. Yeah, they think everything is hot. So when a man is like, baby, your brain, all of a sudden, I'm like, oh my God, you noticed it? Like, hot. Okay, hold on. So you're talking to this random guy. Your psychic is like,
no, he's not the one. Yeah, and he's FaceTiming me. And then, like, he was the kind of thing that he'd FaceTime me and then he'd, like, go off and like text.
Right.
Like he'd FaceTime me and then I'd be like, he'd put it at the ceiling. But he just like wanted to FaceTime
me. Can we agree that you start quarantine and we want to just like people on our roster and we're like, now I'm like, I am bored of the pointless conversations with the fucking idiot football players or the baseball players or the whatever fucking players.
I think what's happened is the world is burning.
Yes. To hell.
And time is not of the essence.
No.
If you just want to talk bullshit with tons of hot guys, sure. But I was like, I want to feel something.
Yes.
I want my life to have some meaning.
This is yes.
I'm putting my fuck girl jersey on the bleachers.
On the bleachers and I'm walking away and I'm ready to put on my gown. So tell us. So you're in a relationship.
My psychic says going to meet someone during quarantine and he's walking towards you. And in my head, I'm like, I'm living with my parents.
You're like, with cats. You're seeing my dad or my cat? I'm not sure which one. Like, she's like, no, Hannah. So.
And she goes, he's going to be your type, but something's going to be not your type about him. And I go, well, is he 6'3? And she's like, yes. And I go, thank God.
Thank fucking God. Then we're good.
And then I get a DM slide like 2 weeks later from this guy who's a comic. Who is 44. And he was just like, are you out east? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, let's. He literally was just like, do you want to get coffee? And I was like, yes. There was no games. I was like, here's my digits. He goes, cool. It was just like fucking boom, 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 boom.
So there's no games right off the bat.
Zero game playing. And I don't know how to play the rules when there's no rules.
No, it's almost like because you're not playing a game, it's still a game. Because you're like, I'm going to just be honest.
The game is no game.
No, the game is no game, but it feels strange because I'm like, the honesty coming out of my mouth right now is so cringe. Like, I don't know why I just said I like you, but I just said it. And so now we're going to go with it. And like, and it's almost like, I feel like I am just like blindly making I don't know what I'm doing. I'm being honest with every man that I'm talking to right now. And it is so psychotic. I don't know what to tell the daddy gang. I'm like, I'll quickly update you soon. Like, I'm being honest. I don't know what's going on. So you start and you're not playing games with this man. He's 44.
Yes.
And oldest guy you've ever dated?
Oldest guy I've ever dated, okay, by far. There's something, I'm going to get deep here for a second, yes, but I think it's like during quarantine, we're stuck with ourselves so much that finally it's like, for you to be happy with someone, yeah, you want to be with someone who makes you feel like yourself. Yeah. And if you don't know who yourself is or like that self,
yeah,
then you don't want to be with someone who makes you feel like yourself.
Fuck no. So you just want to talk to random dudes.
Exactly. Because you have to face yourself. You have to look in the fucking mirror.
Yes.
A relationship is a mirror.
I mean, are you my therapist? She literally said that to me in my other session. Hannah, hello, you're my therapist. Right? No, wait, she straight up said, like, Alex, who you are in a relationship with is, like, literally a mirror because you're choosing people. And so there I look at.
And if you're being honest with them and honest with your feelings, what they reflect back is, like, who you are.
Who you are.
And it's scary and you have to fucking like who you look at in the mirror. But this guy also has seen me, like, in some very weird situation.
What do you mean by that?
As in, like, we hung out for 5 times and he was like falling hard.
Okay.
To the point that he was making me feel like I could fall and he'd catch me right now.
Right.
And then I had a work project.
Yes.
In a prison.
With a pool. And a group of people.
For about 7 weeks where I was tested. I was tested emotionally.
Because he couldn't be in quarantine with you while you were in quarantine.
No. So it was all over the phone. So it became a long-distance relationship for 7 weeks, which means you have phone call, FaceTime, texts, and photos. So, Alex,
photos.
What are the rules when you cannot be with your mans who you are in the honeymoon stage with? We were FaceTiming for 3 hours a night.
I cannot believe how similar our fucking lives are right now. I've had to do the same
thing. We're in alignment.
It is like, you start to, and this is the fucking thing, Daddy Gang, listen to me and tell me if this is where you're at, because this is why I feel like you're in love. In quarantine, if you aren't with your partner and you're in your honeymoon stage with this guy and you're having 3 hour FaceTimes,
mm-hmm,
I'm going to assume, because it fucking happened to me,
you're having conversations that you probably would be having like 8 months in, 6 months in, but the relationship is expedited because you're on fucking FaceTime for 3 hours with nothing going on in the world. All of a sudden, you're getting deep. You're talking about real life shit. You're talking about how he grew up, how you grew up, what you want in your life. And all of a sudden, you have a fucking relationship in less than a month and you're like, holy fuck, we're married.
You nailed it.
Hi.
Quarantine is speeding up everything.
It's wild.
Because you're not like busy. You're not like, oh, like let's do that next week. Like you don't have shit to do.
Nothing.
And also the fact that you could even phone calls, like you could talk to any dude for 20 minutes.
Right.
You could flirt with any dude for 20
minutes.
3 hours? An hour is like you could date him for a couple months.
Yeah.
If you can do 3 hours multiple times, like you're obsessed with each other's mind.
You're obsessed.
Like I want you to fuck my mind. We have We were like sexting, which I want to get into, like, because I love phone sex tips. But we were sexting. This man, we're both comics, so we love using our words. We love writing, and I'm just like, oh, I want to feel your throbbing dick, like, whatever. And he responds, and he just goes, I want to fuck you with my soul. Alex? I've never felt, and like, most of the time, I'd be like, okay.
Disgusting. Like, bro, chill.
I will barf all over everything.
With your soul, shut the fuck up. You mean you want to put your semen inside of me? Like, just relax.
I was like, I am a receptacle. What are you talking about? He goes, I want to fuck you with my soul, and I've never fucked anyone with my soul. And I was just like, this is the hottest thing I've ever heard.
Wait, because old Hannah would have been so gross out. All of a sudden, you're like, wait, why do I think that's the fucking hottest, cutest thing?
It's so true, and that's why. But so, you know what's hot about not playing games?
Yeah.
The fact that he had the confidence to say, he's going to fuck me with his soul.
Yeah.
That takes confidence for
that's
a dude
true.
To basically be like, I'm not just like fucking the shit out of you and leaving.
Right.
He's like, I want to feel as close to you
as
emotionally,
possible.
Physically. I want to give you fucking tongue down your throat while I'm fucking you.
Dude, how good? Because I don't know if you've had it, but like, have you guys had sex where it's like super emotional? And then like also then you have the raunchy sex. Because I know with door number three, we could have two completely different types of sex. Mm-hmm. And you almost get addicted to it. And then going and having meaningless sex after is so hard once you've had nasty sex where it's like intimate and oh my god, it's fucking hot. Well,
there's the idea of like doing what you think is hot because you've seen it in pornos, you've heard it on a podcast, versus you doing whatever you want and the way he looks at you, knowing that he's so like, I come from how he looks at me.
Oh, Hannah! Dude,
like the way he wants me and the way he's admiring me, and like maybe it's because he's older too. I think I said this before, but like younger guys don't know what they're doing.
They don't, which is fine.
They're so in their own head, which is fine because like I was too, and that's like that young love. But with an older man,
dude, it's changed.
He's so obsessed with different ways to make you come.
Commercial.
Piper Lou. Do you know what Piper Lou is? Anybody that is having a bachelorette party, a bachelor party, you're in college and you need t-shirts for your sorority, anything that you want to custom make, you want to put it on a tumbler, a shirt, a hat, whatever. Piper Lou creates thoughts, quotes, sayings, whatever, and designs them on Tumblr shirts, etc. for you. So anything that you want to custom make, guys, maybe in bunch of groups, like I just said, Piper Lou will do it for you. Also, if there is a specific design that you're like, okay, I literally don't even know how to design anything, they can help design it for you, specific for your friends, family, whatever it is. Whatever your mood, the second of the day, they have something that fits perfectly, okay? They also have stemless wine cups. There's just a bunch of cute customizable things, guys. So go check it out. It's Piper, P-I-P-E-R, Lou, L-O-U.com today. And use code DADDY to get buy one, get one free on everything site-wide for a limited time, okay? That's PiperLou.com. And you guys are going to use code DADDY and you're going to get buy one, get one free on everything site-wide. T-shirts, cups, hats, whatever the fuck you guys want, they have it for you. Enjoy, daddies.
But I want to say, like, do you have any advice for the long distance, like, content?
Dude.
Because you've had so many, like, long distance things.
I think that's all I have ever had. And I really don't know why I put my phone. No, it's like a problem. No, but, like, actually.
Because if you're FaceTime sexing, you not only have to make sure that your video looks good.
Dude.
You also have to be turning him on with your words.
Okay, I want to give the daddy gang a quick FaceTime tip.
Yes.
And this is going to sound so fucking extra. And I don't give a fuck if people are going to judge me, but I don't care. The guy that I'm dating 24/7, like, I will be sitting on the couch and he's like, let me just like see the pussy, like, for 2 seconds it will make my whole day, like, let me just like look at your pussy. And I'm like, I'm watching TV, like,
you're not turned on.
But he's so sexual that it makes me feel so hot 24/7 because he's like, I want all of you. He's like, don't even shave. Like, I want you literally off a workout, sweaty. This is why older men are so hot, Hannah.
So hot. Well, because, yeah, younger guys will do what they think they want.
Yes.
There's two types of guys. Guys that are like, I want you shaved and I want your nails done. Oh, my God, like your butthole.
Right.
Do you know how hard it is to get the hair on the top of your butt? You know how many times I've sliced the top of my asshole to try to get two hairs for some dude to come easier? Fuck that. Then there's the kind of guys who are literally like, I will suck on your dirty toe.
Literally.
I want all of your shit.
I
want
to suck your asshole until I can't fucking breathe anymore. And I'm like
they're like, give me your bad breath,
yes.
Put it all over my dick.
Dude!
And then you just feel like everything about you he's into.
This is what I've always said on Call Her Daddy. Every man listening, the more that you can verbally look at your girl and be like, you look so fucking hot right now, when she's like not wearing makeup, when mm-hmm. she's like finished a workout, and he's like, I want your pussy right now. That makes me be like, well then goddamn, when I go on like date nights, like he must think I'm fucking fire. So he likes me in my worst. So what I did though is we had like a planned FaceTime sex date, okay? And this is the thing about FaceTime sex. It really is all up to the girl. We are putting on a performance, and I'm not essentially getting off to watching him jack off.
Mm-hmm.
It's hot to watch him stroking his dick,
mm-hmm.
but I know, like, it's a performance. And really, we're really the ones that are coming on and putting on a show.
Yeah.
So.
He just has to be hard.
He just has to be hard. And have a hand.
We're not like, oh, can I see under the ball a
little? Like, get in the asshole. Like, no.
Can you change the lighting? Because I liked that angle of the dick.
Right. He's literally the entire time, he's just laying on his back with his phone staring at you, and then his like shit is turned around, like, and you're watching his dick and he's jacking off,
and like just like his the bottom of his belly,
literally the bottom of his belly and the dick. And then fuck you have it so easy. Meanwhile, I'm like prepping an hour before, so I'm like, okay, so listen how crazy this is, but I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I was drinking some tequila and I was like, how do I spice this shit up, because we've had FaceTime sex before, super good, but I'm like, I want to get disgusting, like I want to get so nasty. So I go into my little wardrobe room of all my lingerie and I pick out the most like disgusting slutty fucking thing I can find. It's literally strings all over my body, like crossing over my nipples, like it's a onesie that's just like string all over my body. Okay,
I'm like claustrophobic, then, like, just thinking about it.
Dude, putting this thing on was a journey. This is not one of those that I could have quickly run into the bathroom and put on and been like, hey baby, like, no, this was like, I need to prep for 2 hours because this string goes through my asshole into my titty, like through the nipple. Like, I was like, yo, this is a journey. So finally, after like 2 fucking hours, I'm like, okay, we're in. We're in.
We're strapped and ready to go.
And I'm like,
I need a nap and then I'll call you.
I literally was like, now I need to lay down.
And then God forbid you have to pee, you're fucked.
No, but this is the best.
You can unknot it.
It is literally just two strings.
Oh.
And the pussy lips are out.
Yeah, the pussy lips are flying.
Pussy lips are fine. So I put this on, feeling amazing, looking at myself. Then I've always told girls, you need to get in the mood before FaceTime sex. I can't hi, baby, ready? Let's go.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
1, 2, 3. Like, not a chance. So I start taking nudes because what I knew was he was about to have to go quarantine. He's in a different country for work. And I knew he was going to go quarantine. So I was going to take all these pictures, okay, save them for a couple weeks later. So I knew we were gonna have nasty FaceTime texts. He was gonna be obsessed with this outfit. So I banked those, because then I knew in like a couple weeks I'll like randomly slide in with like a full album of me taking nudes in this fucking outfit, and we'll bring him back to the amazing FaceTime sex that I'm about to have.
Oh,
so that's the first option.
Mind fucker.
Mind fuck. So we have a whole night planned out. So I take all these pictures. I start to get turned on. Naturally, when you're taking nudes, you're like,
mm-hmm.
this is so hot.
Mm-hmm.
What I do prior to the FaceTime, this is so extra, I put my phone up against like a pillow,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like on my knees on my bed,
mm-hmm.
and I open my camera, so I'm watching myself like I'm about to have FaceTime sex. I put my computer next to my phone and I open porn, and I full blown get all of my toys, okay, and there's like a lot of toys happening in this FaceTime sex, okay. He is like, sent me toys, like we are in it to win it over here, and I full-blown watch porn and masturbate and watch myself fuck myself,
mm-hmm.
in my phone camera,
mm-hmm.
so I can know what angles are going to look so fucking hot. I'm like, and I know it sounds out of control.
You're looking at yourself, your face orgasming, and you're like,
move your
lips slightly.
No, but dude,
when
like, when he tells me, turn around, like, I want to see your asshole, and I want you to put that butt plug in your asshole, I'm kind of like, I wonder what this angle looks like. Listen to me, daddy gang.
Guys, this is next level.
This is next level, but this is the point. Every single girl listening to this podcast, I think that I know I've said it in the past. Oh my God, have FaceTime sex. It is a lot easier said than done. FaceTime sex can give girls anxiety. If you're not fully comfortable with this man and you have to know that you want to be so nasty and hot and saying all the things and getting the right angles. Do I go handheld the whole time or do I put my phone down and like literally let him watch my whole body? Mm-hmm. If you feel confident and beforehand you do the whole thing on your own and you're watching yourself and you know how hot you look, then when he calls and you're in the little fucking tiny bubble and up in the corner and you can't really see what your pussy looks like, you can be like, no, I know I look so good because I already tested the lighting. I know how hot I look. I know this angle of my asshole is fucking perfection. Mm-hmm. And then you don't have to focus on what you look like. You can go into the FaceTime sex and be so disgusting. And trust me when I say I was so disgusting when I was shoving something in my fucking asshole and out of care in the world was like, how does it look? Because I already knew how it looked.
Yeah. And also with the right guy, my new man.
Yes. So please explain.
So, I wanted to preface it just saying like I'm not as like out there with you, I think, in terms of like being like so down for FaceTime sex.
Okay.
Like I get like,
dude, it's hard.
I get nervous.
I do too.
And I just feel like not nervous. Like I'm confident in myself, but I just don't want to feel like I'm giving away my body to like any dude on FaceTime.
Like me. I'm like, so like me. No, I get it.
I try to like just think that I want him to earn that shit. But there's a point where you're just like, this boy needs to see the inside of my vagina now.
But
I know it.
I think you have to read your audience.
It's a chemistry. It's a chemistry. And this guy, the best part about this guy, Dez, is he said, I don't do FaceTime sex. But we like wanted each other so bad. And I would just like show him my boob. And then, but the thing is, I had roommates. I'm living in a house with roommates and some other things that made it hard to be private.
Oh,
so I had to be creative. So what I like to do is he would like get hard, whatever. And then I would go in the bathroom.
That's just honestly a good spot.
And like, you know, you're just like, you put it against the mirror because you look hotter because it's farther away.
Right. Yeah, you're like it's so far away. It's like I'm blurry. Yeah.
Like, you can't see you.
You literally can't see you.
And then what I do is I'd put, this is so
tell us.
Ratchet, but I'd put the phone on the toilet.
Love.
Like the toilet's closed and don't put it in the toilet. And it's facing up.
Yeah.
And then I would just like put my ass over it.
So good.
And then he'd be like, please like move your underwear. Like, please. And I'd be like, you want me to? And he'd be like, yeah. And then I would a little bit show him my labias. And then.
And this is on FaceTime or these are pictures?
FaceTime. And then eventually like I'd take it off and then. He's just like, but it, something about standing over it is hotter sometimes than like just widening your legs because you see like the butt like
that is hot.
Fold.
So that is so fucking hot, Hannah. Guys, I hope you're understanding and following what she's saying because that angle of your ass.
Yes. You look like Khloe Kardashian.
You, even if you have no ass, you have an ass all of a sudden. And it looks so fucking, that's a good one also if you take nudes in that position, not that you're sending nudes, but daddy gang, if you put your phone and you do self timer and you put it like angled up on the toilet and then you turn around and your ass is there, that angle when it's directing upwards, all of a sudden you're like, I got injections. Welcome to my asshole. Like, welcome, motherfuckers. I've got a nice ass. And he's like, yo, that shit is juicy.
Okay, and then so just that's like what put fingers in places.
Wait, so no, literally just put
any orifice, just anything. Put it in. Wait. Take a Q-tip.
And just slowly, and he's like, are you like trying to do an STD test, like gauzing yourself? You're like, yeah, hold on, quick, let me swab.
You I do think a I'm COVID test.
He's like, oh, baby, harder. You're like, COVID.
Deeper. And you're like, I'm negative, bitch.
He's like, oh, I love that. No, Hannah, wait, I want to know. So you're not having FaceTime sex, but you're doing this.
No, so he said in the beginning, I don't do FaceTime
and
sex.
And then slowly.
And then it was like, he couldn't get enough.
Well, because you're doing
sex.
Fucking quarantine. And then all of a sudden it's like, okay, I need to see pussy.
Exactly.
Like, I need to see the lips.
Exactly. And I also, I want to tell people, like, obviously I love talking. We do it for a living.
Right.
But for people who are insecure about FaceTime stuff.
Yeah.
I really think it's like, you're telling a story.
Yes.
Of like what you want.
Yeah.
But the way to fill in the words, it's like you're writing an essay and you have to hit a certain number of words, you just have to fill it in.
Boom.
Because if you're just like, I want your dick in me, it's like,
yes,
no.
Fuck, oh yes, fuck, ooh, yeah.
You,
and he's like, oh.
I'm gonna give you some words. You have to be like, pulsating cock.
Ooh.
I want to see the vein in your dick popping up because you're so fucking hard. And then you don't just say my pussy, you say like my soaking wet dripping pussy.
I mean,
like, you have to. And then you see how, like, this is my voice, right? This is my voice. Yes. My phone sex voice is like this. And you're like cracking a little, like your voice cracks. I'm just like,
baby, do you see that?
Yeah. And like, you're not doing this. No. It's like, you're not this or you're not this. It's in between. It's
you're
soft.
Like, hello, do you like this? He's like, okay.
And then occasionally just like a.
Yes.
Just like a breath.
That breath. Everyone thinking about FaceTime sex. If you think you have to talk the whole time, you don't. You just have to slowly be like, do you like that? And like, you're putting your phone like down your body, and all of a sudden you take off your shirt and you're like, do you want it? Like, do you want to see? And he's like, what? And then all of a sudden your fucking phone is underneath your pussy and you're like, baby, do you like that? And then he's like, yeah, spread your lips. And then all of a sudden you're into it. You have to just take control and be like, start by being like, do you like that?
That is a tactic that I've learned in sales before.
Oh,
where you have to ask questions. You don't just go in and say,
right,
this is what you want.
Right, right.
You go, well, do you like it like this? Yeah. And when they say yes, then you go, but do you like this? They say yes. So next thing you know, you're building exactly what they think they want.
It really is. The beginning could be awkward, but once you're fucking into it and your fingers are in your pussy or you have a toy in there and he's watching you fuck yourself and you are like getting the perfect angle and he's like basically watching POV porn, I don't see a man being like, this FaceTime sex not for me, sorry.
But it does take two to tango, as it in does. Like when you said awkward, like it takes two people going from giggly mode to like seductive mode.
Wait, I was
and if one person
you,
is not in seductive mode,
then it's being two comedians, has it been hard to like transition from joking 24/7 to then also be like, let's be serious and like sexual?
Well, what's fun is like there are moments, like he was eating me out once and something was said and he just started laughing into my pussy, like cracking up, and then he stopped and he's like, this is my dream, just like laughing into a pussy, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life.
If a guy was laughing in my pussy, I would be like, I don't know what's happening. I don't even know what's happening. Why are you laughing at my pussy? He's like, I'm laughing with your pussy. I'm like, I don't feel like I'm in on the joke. Wait, were you like, what the fuck?
Well, we like both were laughing, so it was like a laugh. But he stayed in my pussy during the laugh.
And you're like,
and to be honest,
like
felt kind of good.
Like he kind of let like the vibration go onto your fucking clit.
The breath in and out.
Hello, commercial break. Noom. Let's just wind down and talk about something that's actually healthy. Noom. Noom is a habit change program that uses psychology to teach you how your mind works so you can understand why you make the fucked up decisions that you make and feel empowered to change for good.
Oh my God, Alex. Oh. Guys, with Noom, you pick a goal, okay? You bite your nails, you drink too much coffee, you're a fucking sex addict, whatever it is. You pick your goal, and Noom personalizes a program to help your aspirations become a reality. So you basically get set up with a goal specialist and they kind of help you go through your journey. It's based in psychology, so it just teaches you why the fuck you do the things that you do. It does not demand a lot of your time. Noom literally takes 10 minutes a day to work on something that you want to be working on. 80% of people that join Noom finish the program and 60% have stuck with their goals. So if you're sitting over there, you're like, I hate myself because XYZ, hop on Noom, bitch. You're welcome. Guys, sign up for your trial today at Noom.com/daddy. That's N as in nipple, O as in orgasm, M as in mom.com/daddy. Hold on. Okay, let's go through this. I love how we just quickly went to FaceTime sex. You are dating this man.
Yeah.
You really like him. How long has it been that you're dating him?
Great question. So the first 2 weeks we went on 5 dates.
Okay.
And it was like the last date. It's so funny. It was like date 4 where he started talking about like deeper trauma, like stuff that's happened in the past. I started opening up. And then it was date 5 that after those like tough conversations, we were like, oh, we're still here. We didn't leave each other. We actually feel stronger.
Like, whoa.
Like, because dating is just taking in information about someone until you realize that you learned something you didn't want to learn.
You're like, I hate you. I have demons, but yours are like not matching up with my demons, and I hate your demons.
I want your demons to want to fuck the shit out of my demons. I want my demons to get so horny for your demons, then just have a fucking fuck fest.
No, but it's true. You have to have, everyone has issues, and sometimes you just have to see like, oh, my issues really fuck with your issues, and they like can work.
Exactly.
So yours are working.
So it is working, and so, but then I left him.
And then you went into quarantine.
I went to quarantine with my friends for 7 weeks.
Daddy gang, you know where she was.
So we survive it. And then
you survive quarantine apart.
We see each other.
Oh my God.
And within, I'm going to say a week, we're both out in the Hamptons. I live with my parents. He has his own place on the beach. And I was he was very subtle about it, but he was like, you can stay here, like, whenever. And I was like, okay, like move in. And he's like, yeah, like, if you want to. And then I, like, thought about it for 3 days, and then I was just like, I'm going to bring my cat. And he's like, you want to move in? And I wanted him to be, like, romantic, like the movies, where it's like, right. Hannah, here's the key to my heart.
Come through.
But that's not how it is, because he was trying to be cool, I was trying to be cool, and then finally I was like, do you want me to fucking move in or not? Because I don't want to fuck this up right now, and I right. can't understand right. what you're right. feeling.
Like, we haven't been playing games, so let's not play let's games. Not play what games am I doing? Now.
And he's like, obviously I want you to. And I'm like, it's not obvious. I've known you for 3 weeks, and you're like, moving in is like...
It's a big deal, yeah, but it feels
have,
right.
We both have place in the city, but my okay. thing is, Alex... This is my new quarantine dating style.
Okay.
The world is burning. So if you are into a guy, you need to, it's like how to lose a guy in 10 days. Just do, there's no rules.
Just do it.
Go to fucking the DMV with him. Yeah. Check out right then and there if you two can survive. Move in with him. Put together an IKEA couch.
Oh.
And see if you get into any fights, if anyone gets stabbed with nails
Did
or not.
Did you put a couch together?
Okay, so we put a bed together.
I'm like, is this like, are we talking like theoretically or like, did this really happen?
So I get into his house, and Alex, I am the least domesticated bitch.
Okay.
I yeah, am same. Like, who, I'm just trying to find men who will take care of me.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And like, I'll make the money, but like, do the laundry, whatever.
Please.
So I walk in and I'm like, this place needs candles. And he was like, oh, my friends told me about this. This is called your nesting. And I go, I'm not nesting. It smells bad.
You're like, I will never buy something for this apartment. I literally could give two shits, but it reeks.
So then next thing you know, we're in HomeGoods together. Literally 4 days into like me moving in with him.
You're like shopping in HomeGoods with your cart.
I go, babe, do you like the wood or do you like the metallic? And
no.
He's like, babe, whatever you want, babe. Then we go to see the candles and I'm like, do we want fruit or like vanilla, warm vanilla sugar?
You're a wife. You're in Home Goods, Hannah!
I don't know who I am, Alex, but it's like, this is the first guy I've ever met who I think is marriage material.
And you want to go to Home Goods with him. That's the thing. You're not like, I'm grossed out. You're like, I want to go again.
Bitch.
I want to go every
Friday
night.
He was like, hey, that line's really long. I go, the line is the journey. The line is the best part.
It's worth it. We'll be back. We'll have a membership.
The line
soon.
Is when you pick all these things that you don't need, and then at the end you joke about it, and you're like, why do we get that, babe? We didn't need those chocolate pretzels.
It's literally memories.
But, Alex, if we weren't meant to be together and we were in that Home Goods, we would have found out real quick.
Right.
So instead of being like, oh, I'm not ready to move in because it might not work right. out. It's like, yeah, let's find out if it
let's
doesn't
do
work
it.
Out right now.
Right now, so I don't waste any more time.
Right now.
And then all of a sudden you leave Home Goods and all of a sudden it was amazing. And then you go put the couch together and like, it was amazing. And all of a sudden you're sitting here and you're like, so it's amazing.
And then right before I got, he drove me here, right before I left, these people were talking on the radio and they were just like, yeah, of course everything's good in the beginning. Of course it's a honeymoon stage.
Shut up. No, but I don't agree with that because this is what I've been thinking. Because of quarantine and because it's expediting relationships, you're really having to like you said, we're having brain conversations. You
yeah.
have to love my fucking brain to hang out. Yeah. Like, you're not fucking my pussy as much as you're having FaceTime sex.
Yeah.
It's not the same. So if you can get past this time, imagine once we can be like, let's go to a bar. Let's go to a dinner.
Oh
let's
my
go.
God.
Like, life is going to get, I at least believe, better with them once, like, the world, we're going through the hardest fucking thing right now in our lives.
And he's Everyone. Becoming like deeper than my best friend. We're like, you know, your best friend, you don't need to bother her with some shit.
Yes.
Or like, you don't need to be like, I don't like how you said that. You're like,
yes.
that's just Molly.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, you love Molly. That's who
right.
she is. Where now you're with a guy who, like, you can tell whenever you don't like when he does something,
yes.
when you, and he will listen
yeah,
because
say,
he fucking
like
cares. And when he says something to you, you're like, I'm growing. And it's like this, I've never done this with a person. I've always just been like, either like, make them like me.
Right.
Or like,
or
I don't know why they're obsessed
shit.
With me. So I'm at this thing where like, we're
well
I
no Hannah I'm listening to you. It's so weird. I think Daddy Gang having a pausing moment of like really looking at what you're saying, I feel like we're mirroring each other right now, because all of a sudden you're in a situation where you care enough to actually voice your opinion about like if something's bothering you.
Yes.
Because it's not like something's gonna bother you and then you're like, it doesn't matter. No, it
does,
it does. But you also feel comfortable enough to tell him.
Yes.
And you know he's gonna receive the information and want to change because he also likes you so much. And so it's really like, it is healthy. It's insanity.
I dated a guy once. I walked in and there was like a hole in the wall because white guys love punching walls for
right.
stupid reasons.
Right, like why not?
And I was like, why'd you punch that wall? And he was like, like, oh, my ex-girlfriend, like, didn't let me go to, like, some basketball game. And, like, immediately in my head, I was like, note to self, don't tell him he can't do anything.
No.
And literally the whole relationship, I just was, like, sat there and was like, you're like, I don't have an opinion.
And meanwhile, if your new boyfriend said that, you would have been like, well, can we talk about that? Like, what do you mean? And then you would have learned everything about that situation with him. So then you felt fully comfortable about it.
100%.
You're, for the first time in your life, it sounds like you're like, I'm not actually trying to like say the right things, or you're being fully yourself.
Yeah.
And that's the best.
And it stems from, I think we were both athletes in chat.
Yeah.
And as athletes, you get better attention and you get more love when you perform well.
Yeah.
So with men, I would always be like, okay, if I perform well, I will get the W. Mm-hmm. And like, now that we're not playing games, it's like, wait, so I don't have to perform? And then you're just left with what?
It is. Hannah, no, that's like kind of the best way to explain our mentality. I got off on being like, oh, I can play this man and he'll be obsessed and he'll fall in love and I'll sit here and feel literally nothing and I just wasted my time, but at least I got him to fall in love with me. But like, what did I get out of it? Now, and I remember,
talk shit on a podcast, but right. that's one right, episode.
There you go. But now we're at the point where it's like, wait, I genuinely like feeling also fulfilled, and I feel like it's fun to have someone that like you can just not have to try so hard for. It really is amazing to be like, I'm fully myself around someone. So we're both feeling like we're being healthy. Also, did you take the picture off of Instagram?
Oh, so
I thought you guys broke up. I'm like, bitch,
I posted it. And then, you guys, this is a weird thing about dating when you're like in entertainment. There were like, for some reason, there were rules that a higher power told me I had to take it down.
What?
Because like, it's kind of part of like,
it's part
my
of
summer.
Like, your summer. Your summer. Wink, wink. Wait, that
but
is...
But now I'm on Color Daddy talking about it because I can't be managed.
Bitch! Yo, okay, wait. So is there anything sexually that you feel like you're, like, doing that's new in this relationship that you're excited about? Like, is he doing specific things in the bedroom? She's smiling, literally, like, I can, like, literally see the roof of her mouth. She's so happy right now. Like, literally looks like she just...
No, I'm laughing because, like, me and you are both so open, but, like, a little bit different.
Yeah.
Because I'm, like...
What? You're like, we haven't
I'm
had
like,
sex yet.
I'm like you on training wheels.
Oh, I love that.
So, like, my thing with coming is I can orgasm clitorally very easily with fingering. Yes. Like fingering 2020, fingering
totally.
Is incredible. And more people have to do it.
More love, more fingers.
I don't just have a vaginal orgasm from sex.
No, they're only 20% of women do.
Yeah. And like you feel like, you know when everyone's like, oh, we came at the same time.
No, you didn't.
Did you?
Wait, was he touching your clit? No. Okay, did then you didn't have a, then you fucking didn't.
Did it feel good?
Yeah. Because
that's not coming.
Shut up.
You'll know when you come.
Thank you.
Did your eyes roll back in the back of your head?
Nope.
No.
Yeah, you faked it, you stupid bitch. Own it.
You're a fake ass bitch.
You're a fake ass bitch. Honestly, love it. Like, keep faking it so he'll, like, end quicker. But, like, totally understand that, like, that was fake. Because don't let it get twisted. I think some girls start to literally think they came. And
the
I'm like,
the amount of girls
no,
who say we
didn't.
Come at the same time, I'm like.
No, you didn't. No.
Even if I could come vaginally.
Yeah.
To get it at the exact same moment that he does.
Did you really?
I don't
think so.
I don't.
Prove it, bitch. Squirt. Oh, you didn't even come. Shut up. So.
What was it? But I can orgasm. Like vaginally and clitorally at the same time.
Right. That's kind of amazing.
So like if I have something in my vagina.
Yes.
And I like.
The fingers.
And I orgasm with my clit. There's like an extra good feeling.
Yes.
However, I've realized. So I'm trying to like put his penis in me while I touch myself.
Amazing.
However, I've realized that the only way that I can orgasm right now is when my legs are straight.
Why is
so
that
embarrassing?
So
it's so weird.
Wait, why is like, that so funny?
The only way I can come is when I'm like lying down with my legs straight. So like when, because like when I, you know, when you come and like your legs like tighten, your legs extend, like that's how I come. So like I have trouble coming when my legs are bent. So he's like puts his dick in me with my on top of me, my legs are bent, and he's like, "Can you come?" And I'm like, "No, my legs have to be straight."
Like,
I'm like, "This is the least sexual like
no,
turned
yeah,
on
like,
thing."
I know this isn't sexy, but hold on, my legs aren't straight. He's like, "What?"
And then he's like trying to get my legs straight and like put his dick in me. It is we try. It was so like we have the most passionate, sexy emotion.
And he's like, "I want you to come." Oh fuck!
And
you're
I
not,
go,
your legs aren't straight.
And then he's like, "I feel like this is a mental thing with you." And I'm like, "I feel like you should shut the fuck up."
feel right like you now. Should just get my legs straight.
I feel like if you knew how to keep my legs straight. So then he was like, let's try like a toy. And I was like, okay. And then I just get a dildo and yes. I go, can you just put that in me?
Right.
And he goes, that's not me, just hold it.
He's like, here you go.
He's like, I'm not a punter just holding a ball. Like, I want to be in the game. I want to be in the game. And I was like, just put that in me and do your, and I'll make
just
myself
hold it.
Come.
Just hold
and
it. And he's like, so. Because it won't stay. Just, can you just, he's like, please.
And then he was like, let's do a sex toy. And I took out one of those little things that like you can, so I tried to have sex and like yes. use a sex toy to orgasm. But like I was having trouble because my legs weren't straight. So then he was just like, put it in my butt. Now
we put the sex toy in his butt.
Yes. So
we love this man.
We love him because first of all, I was like just talking shit and I was like, ass eating is like so right. Millennials like right. invented ass eating. He right. goes, bitch, I was eating ass before you were born. And I was like, part of me is jealous and part of me is turned on right now.
You're like, I kind of love that statement.
He is the most masculine,
is
like,
he eating
dude.
Your ass? Have you ate his ass?
He ate my ass this morning.
Oh, my God. Up. Breakfast.
Breakfast.
Hello. Oh, my God. Wait.
Bacon and butt.
Bacon and butt.
Put that on
there.
A t-shirt.
Wait. Bacon and butt. Barstool. Let's go.
Butt glazed bacon. So what first happened is like I'll be on top of him
right
and then like you reach back to touch his balls
right
and then he was like put a finger in, but like my new thing for quarantine is growing out my nails.
Oh,
it's
fuck.
Like my journey and oh, I've just
they're kind of long.
I they're pretty long,
but you then putting it in a
so that. I was like, am I gonna cut you with my nail? And he's like, no, you'll be fine. And then I just shove it in like a 13-year-old guy trying to finger a girl and he goes, put
yo!
Some lube on it for
you. You're like, here we go, bombs away.
I literally go, burr, and he's like, ah. And I was like, I thought the nail is fine. He goes, put some saliva on it or something. And I go, I don't know. I'm like,
you're
I literally
like,
assaulted
him. No, you're literally like a high schooler that's like, I guess I'm going to put my dick in my girlfriend's ass for the first time. And he shoves it in.
No, but even like a guy trying to finger you for the first time, you like, know, and he's boom. Just like, that's literally what I did. And he was like, ow. And I'm like, I'm so embarrassed. Like, I was trying to be hot.
But it just, it's, no, dude, the asshole for a man is so delicate. Yes, lube. Like, the asshole, because the asshole doesn't lubricate itself. You need a little bit of, like, you need to massage it in and lightly.
So I fucked it up. But then we take this toy, and I, like, lubed it up, and I put it in. And
what
then,
kind of toy was it?
It was literally just this, like, little, it looks like a little it was
baby.
A pen.
Like
it was,
a
like,
little,
half a pen.
Okay, got it.
So he put that in his booty, and then was fucking me doggy. Oh. And then he had the most unbelievable orgasm to the point that he was, like, the fact that other men aren't doing this, like, because it's a prostate thing.
Dude.
And he's like, my orgasm hits one level and then goes like four times that amount. And I'm sitting here being like, I need to go and call her daddy to tell all the guys, because this dude, it was not, there, it couldn't have been hotter, him orgasming while and just felt so much better. And I don't have to do shit.
Why the fuck do, if you like something in your ass, it does not make you any type of sexuality. It doesn't make you gay. It doesn't make you straight. It means that it feels good. So put it in your fucking
but
asshole.
But also, I'm pretty sure it feels good for every guy.
Every guy.
Like, I know with
gay
guys, like,
straight.
Some people prefer top or bottom
right.
type thing, but that's more emotional,
right.
I think. Put a fucking butt plug in and shut the fuck up.
If you are a man, you can put something in your ass. If you can't put something in your ass, you're literally a little bitch boy.
And also, I haven't put something in my ass because I'm a little bitch boy right
no,
now.
No, it's scary.
However, I love the licking.
Wait, okay.
It feels better than, like, sometimes a guy going down on you.
What position, where are you when he's eating your ass?
I literally just, like, woke up, and he was, like, kissing my butt.
I woke
and
up,
then
and
I just,
he was eating my ass.
And then I was just on my stomach, and, like,
oh.
my legs don't have to be straight.
Oh.
Because he's just, like, in my butt.
Whoa.
We're getting wild.
Wait, so you're on your stomach. Just
yeah. And he was just licking
and
it.
And he's just putting his face in your ass.
Yeah.
That is so attractive when a guy's like, I want all of you. Please give me your asshole.
Yes.
I'm like, oh.
Yeah. And then it just becomes like more options and more fun for all of us.
That is so unbelievable. And it just made me think of this really random fact that made me so, I wasn't uncomfortable, but I was really fucked up having FaceTime sex the other night. And the guy that I'm talking to, that's the sexual one, I was showing him my pussy and he's like, now let me see your ass. Listen to how uncomfortable this was. And please tell me if you would fucking do this, because I ended up doing it. And I was like, oh my God, like, what if I like shit right now? He goes, put the camera up to your asshole and I want to see you like push out.
Oh, uh-huh.
And I'm like, okay. And so he's like, push out. And I'm like, literally pushing.
Because he wants it to be open.
And then he's like, okay, now like keep doing it. So I'm like pushing my asshole in and out. And I'm like, how's it going down there? Like, how does she look? Like, I'm like, no.
Daddy gang. Hello. Are you there?
This is literally becoming so classic of Hannah and I because we did this the first time we ever recorded and now it happened again. Hannah and I ended up talking for, and this is not an exaggeration, 2 straight hours. Okay, that's 2 full episodes. We did not stop talking. So there is going to be a part 2 next week. So we're going to be talking about meeting the parents because I did meet, in fact, the parents. And also we're going to be talking about fighting tactics of like learning basically like, oh, this guy fights so differently than my fucking ex. And then also we are going to be talking about like the dilemma of like, when do you pay? Do you not pay? What the fuck is their net worth if you can't Google it? I also start talking so casually about threesomes and foursomes because the guy that I'm seeing, we've been talking about it. So there's a lot of drama, a lot of fun stuff happening next week. So obviously stay tuned. If you loved Hannah, we love her. I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. I will keep you updated if anything, you know, happens with the wedding. If I decide last minute to go through, maybe I'll bring Lauren. Also, there's a huge fucking update, which is that there is a ginormous, ginormous merch drop that just happened today for Call Her Daddy. You guys have probably seen me on my Instagram wearing these sweatpants and this crew neck that's like a matching little sweatsuit. And we finally dropped it today. There are purple, blue, pink, and gray sets. They're honestly the cutest. I've been working on them for a while. So if you guys want, go cop some of those on the Barstool store. And then also we have Unwell phone cases, which are fucking fire. I have it on my phone right now. And then a bunch of other hoodies, etc. So go over to barstoolsports.com, go to the store, and then you guys can shop all the new Call Her Daddy merch. I hope you guys love it as much as I do. I am living in all of it right now, and I'm a walking ad for my own fucking show. It's really cute. Go follow me on Instagram. It's Alexandra Cooper. Go follow Hannah on Instagram. It's Being Burns, B-E-R-N-Z. I love you, Daddy Gang. You know the fucking drill. I will see you fuckers next Wednesday.